Passing the Standard by Adrian Bell, Chief Executive. Welcome to the latest edition of Review. As always, I hope you find within these pages a strong sense of the people, stories and shared purpose that make this such a special community. I would like to begin by paying tribute to Brian Eldridge, who after 18 years has stood down from his role as one of our standard bearers. Carrying the standard is a hugely important duty. It represents not only the charity, but also the service, sacrifice and fellowship of our members, past and present. It is a visible symbol of remembrance, pride and belonging, and it plays an important part in how Blind Veterans UK is represented at events across the country. Brian has fulfilled that role with great pride and dignity, and I know many members will want to join me in thanking him warmly for everything he has given over the years. You will hear more about this later on. Brian's decision follows not long after Alan Walker also stood down from the same role. Both men have helped uphold a proud tradition within Blind Veterans UK, and their commitment has been deeply appreciated. Roles such as these are often carried out quietly and without fuss, but they matter a great deal. They help connect today's charity with its history, and they remind us of the enduring links between our members, the armed forces, community, and the public. At the same time, it is heartening to see that tradition is continuing. You can hear more about this later on. Looking ahead, we are continuing to listen carefully to the voices of members as well as to those of families and carers. In recent weeks and months, we have been gathering a growing number of short video clips in which people share their experiences of the charity, the challenges of sight loss, and what our support means to them. These clips are already proving incredibly valuable. They are helping us check that the work we are doing is on the right track, grounded in real experience and focused on what will make the greatest difference. When the time comes, they will also help us explain our work more clearly to the wider world, in the words of the people who know the charity best. That matters because no strategy, plan or report can ever be as powerful as hearing directly from those whose lives have been touched by our charity. We welcome more contributions, so if any member, family member or carer hearing this would be interested in sharing their experience in this way, please do let us know. It doesn't need to be polished or formal. What matters most is that it is genuine. Every voice helps us understand, improve and tell the story of Blind Veterans UK with honesty and confidence.